Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcasts. Let me check my calendar here. Hang on just a moment. It's not Monday. It's not Tuesday, nor Wednesday, nor Thursday. That can mean only one thing. It's weekend, baby. Your cousin Bruce in WCBS New York. Is that a dog?
The problem Stormy. Is we don't have the technology to do that anymore.
Stormy, down. Mike, where's my freaking crickets? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's start with a couple emails. Listener writes in, if the world is flat, can it still be hollow? What about the group that insists the world is hollow and there's all kinds of activity in there? What about the reptilian race that lives there? If the earth is indeed flat, is it also hollow? Inquiring minds want to know. I still need more cowbell. Here's what I wrote back. Yes, it can. It's flat, but thick like a Chicago deep dish pizza. Reptilians are bodies occupied by demons, and more cowbell you shall have. And I sent him the clip, more cowbell. Of course, we're talking about the Saturday Night Live classic bit with Will Ferrell.
I gotta have more cowbell.
Exactly. Thank you. Here's another one. Listener writes in, Lee, was thinking yesterday that the globalists call themselves globalists because of the globe. But if we are believers of the flat earth, what can we name ourselves? Flattus? And I wrote back, even their name is a lie. What can we name ourselves? The pancakes, rich with flavor and truth. Yeah, I got to work on it.
That it doesn't work for me.
And here's the truth. After I wrote that email, I went into the kitchen and made a pancake. We're all susceptible to subliminal advertising. I am so fat. I think I've probably put on 20 pounds in the last 2 months. I'm turning into a fat guy. I want to thank one of the listeners for the following story. Tons of listeners right now. Don't blow this for us, Lee. Thanks, Mike. Maybe if I could get some more frickin' crickets! That's close. Thank you. Thank you. This is from a listener. Boom. Trudeau reversal motive surfaces. Canadian Banking Association was approved by World Economic Forum to lead to the digital ID creation. This is pretty cool. It's from a website called The Last Refuge. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. A promotional video from the Canadian Bankers Association helps to neatly connect all the dots about why the Canadian government made such a quick reversal in their bank asset seizures in the last 24 hours. When Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland announced they would use the Emergency Act Declaration to target the financial support systems, banks, and accounts of the people who were protesting the COVID mandates, they not only undermined the integrity of the Canadian banking system, but they also inadvertently stuck a wrench into the plans of the World Economic Forum and a collaborative use of the Canadian Bankers Association to create a digital ID. The video that goes with this is astounding. At the 1 minute and 21 second mark of the video, the president of the Canadian Bankers Association admits they're working with the World Economic Forum. And in this clip, they're promoting the idea of a digital ID for all Canadian banks
and Canada will be the beta test for the world's digital ID and the coming digital currency. Mike, when you get a chance, hit the video.
Innovation. Canada is on the cusp of a revolutionary innovation that will transform the way Canadians authenticate themselves online and protect their identity. Digital ID. All of us are living in a digital world, but we're tethered to an analog model of how we identify ourselves, memorizing countless online passwords, carrying government-issued licenses, plastic cards, and more. Digital ID is a way for Canadians to identify themselves to government, businesses, and each other electronically, with ease and rock-solid security, without the need to present physical documents. One interconnected network, a federated digital ID ecosystem developed in collaboration with Canada's best and brightest talent from our banks, telecommunication companies, law enforcement, and government. It would have the power and security to store every Canadian's electronic identity and attributes. And it would unlock countless opportunities for Canadians to verify who they are safely, quickly, and securely, while only revealing the information necessary for each transaction. A fast, easy, and secure way to bank, sign up for government services, renew driver's licenses or health cards, shop, travel, and more. Canada's banks are perfectly situated to help lead the creation of a federated digital ID system between government and the private sector. The World Economic Forum agrees that banks and financial institutions should lead the path forward for digital ID. Banks are highly regulated and trusted. They have advanced cybersecurity and privacy technology, and they have the infrastructure to operate provincially and nationally. Banks are also at the forefront of working with fintech startups who are bringing revolutionary mobile and online products and services to Canadians. Digital ID can help consumers navigate between these apps and programs with trust and confidence, knowing their ID is protected at all times. A federated digital ID approach can also significantly reduce fraud, save taxpayer money, improve regulatory compliance, and make it easier to do business as an owner and as a consumer. In fact, the Canadian Bankers Association just launched a white paper with our recommendations on how to move forward with a federated digital ID framework. I encourage you to read it to learn more.
During that clip, Mike sent me a chat. What a total douche. Yeah, pretty much. Canadian Bankers Association promotes digital IDs and refers to the World Economic Forum. Now perhaps we know why Fidel Trudeau made such an abrupt 180. If the Canadian government can arbitrarily block citizen access to their banking institution without any due process, what does that say about the system of the Canadian Banking Association?
Don't blow this for us, Gene!
It doesn't work for me.
Exactly. How can they put in place a digital ID network when Canadians already don't trust the banking system? That's why I believe he made such an abrupt turn. If the CBA digital identity were in place, the same people targeted by Trudeau's use of the Emergency Act would have their entire identity blocked by the same government measures. The realization of the issue, reflected by a severe undermining of faith in the banking system itself, is a dramatic problem for those working to create and promote a worldwide digital ID. And if Canada is supposed to be the beta test, you don't freeze people's assets. That's not how you build trust. You build trust, then you stick them in the back. So it's not coincidental that the financial targeting mechanism deployed by Trudeau and Freeland, the Canadian banking system, is the same system being used to create the digital identity. And as a result of the government tracking bank accounts, Finance Minister Freeland just created a reference point for those who would argue against it, because you're freezing the accounts before we even go digital. Justin Trudeau and Chrystia Freeland essentially broke the mafia code, the financial code of what they call Omerta, highlighting how easy it is for the government to seize your bank accounts, credit cards, retirement accounts, insurance, mortgages, loans, and cut you off from money without due process. Big mistake. The unintended consequence was an immediate and clear reference point if government did the same with an actual digital ID in place, like this ass clown was talking about. However, this undermines confidence and faith in the banking system and cannot be restored quickly. The toothpaste, as they say, cannot be put back in the tube. Quickly, this becomes a moment for immediate damage control by the Canadian government. This explains why Trudeau dropped the Declaration of the Emergency Act. Now it makes sense. Indeed, the government leaders who take their instructions from the multinational corporations in charge of the World Economic Forum, which is to say, all of them, are so entrenched in their need to use COVID-19 as the pry bar for the Build Back Better agenda, they simply cannot let it go. Without COVID-19, they can't keep the vaccination push. Without the vaccination push, they can't keep the vaccine process and the passport in place. Without the vaccination passport registration process to track and monitor human behavior, the governing authorities cannot fulfill the mission of the comprehensive digital identity and social credit tracking system. Indeed, everything they seek is contingent upon keeping the premise of COVID-19 alive. It is not accidental. The World Economic Forum is at the epicenter of this. As previously noted, the architects of the Build Back Better Society, the World Economic Forum, are guiding various governments on ways to create efficient registration and compliance systems, ways that permit citizens to prove their vaccinated and compliant status. As these discussions are taking place, it is prudent to pause and think very carefully and wisely. I am certain that Fidel Trudeau probably got a phone call. Hello, Justin. This is not Vladimir Putin. It is I, Klaus Einhard Schwab. I know you're trying to be a good fascist, and I commend you for that. But listen, little man. You have to unfreeze the assets. It is inevitable that the digital ID will be birthed in Canada. And the people need to trust in it. So unfreeze the bank accounts, you stupid little dictator. Something to that effect. And it was Einhard Schwab who admitted that not only does he have Fidel compliant, but half of the parliament in Canada. New York City joined the vaccine checkpoint process as their city now requires the vaccine to enter all private businesses. LA soon to follow. The Australian electronic checkpoints are essentially gateways where QR codes are being scanned from cell phones of the compliant vaccinated citizen. His comrades doesn't up for that. Currently, the vaccine status scans are registered by happy compliance workers, greeters at the entry to the business or venue. Indeed, even the Walmart greeter has a new gadget to scan your phone prior to allowing you the courtesy of a shopping cart. Again, the title of that particular article is Boom! Trudeau Reversal Motive Surfaces. Canadian Banking Association was approved by World Economic Forum to lead the digital ID creation. And if you don't remember all that, just head over to The Last Refuge. The Last Refuge. World Economic Forum pushes digital ID system that will determine access to services from Tom Parker at Reclaim the Net. The World Economic Forum, an international organization that works to shape global, regional, and industry agendas, recently published its latest dystopian proposal. A far-reaching digital ID system that will collect as much data as possible on individuals and then use this data to determine their level of access to various services. The digital ID proposal is outlined in a report titled Advanced Digital Agency, The Power of Data Intermediaries, and builds upon a digital framework that the WEF has published previously. Under this framework, the WEF proposes collecting data from many aspects of people's everyday lives through their devices, telecommunication networks, and third-party service providers. The World Economic Forum suggests that this data collection, Dragnet, would allow a digital ID to scoop up data on people's online behavior, purchase history, network usage, credit history, biometrics, names, national identity numbers, medical history, travel history, social accounts, e-government accounts, bank accounts, energy use, health stats, education, your life. Once the digital ID has access to this huge, highly personal data set, the WEF proposes using it to decide whether users are allowed to own and use devices, open bank accounts, carry out online financial transactions, conduct business transactions, access insurance treatment, book trips. You don't believe it? Just take a look at what they did to the truckers in Canada. Well, we let bygones be bygones. They've unfrozen the accounts. But look how easy they did it. And when you consider, even here in the United States, that about 96% of all transactions are digital, it's going to take very little to move to all digital currencies, which is no currency. It's coming. Are you ready? In this Advancing Digital Agency, the Power of Data Intermediaries report, the WEF positions this digital ID framework as part of the solution to a, quote, trust gap in data sharing. Why is it that everyone who wants us to trust them are the least trustworthy individuals on the face of the flat plane? Coming up in the second half of the show, actually right after the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to play a tune for you that is the consummate anti-war song. It's one that slipped under the radar, and most people have completely forgotten it. Considering what's going on in Ukraine right now, I think the tune is completely apropos. It's rather long, and when you hear it, the first few lyrics, you're going to say to yourself, damn, I haven't heard that song in 30 years. Or, damn, I haven't heard that song in 40 years. Or, damn, why is he playing music on a talk radio station? And where are my freaking crickets? And why doesn't he take callers? Why, Mike, why doesn't he take callers? And why does he play music?
Don't blow this, Gene!
Really starting to piss me off. The voices are coming, and they're coming fast because it's a Friday night. The globalists want to kill us. We need to do something quick. Wait, here comes my wife with a stone. I got to get out of the house. The hell with the globalists. There comes the spouse.
Brought to you by Pfizer. Sponsored by Pfizer. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Pfizer. Early start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This week with George Stephanopoulos.
Don't blow this, Gene!
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Don't blow this, Gene! The perfect storm!
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day, and they said you were gonna put me on a ship.
Step one, don't involve Mike and I. 4 million French discover their vaccine passport has expired because they didn't get the latest booster. Sacré bleu. In a dystopian sign our social credit score future, 4 million French folk woke up to discover their vaccine passport had suddenly expired because they didn't get the latest shot of graphene oxide. I mean, the latest vaccine. Really? France 24 reports on an 18-year-old student who headed straight for the vaccination center after she woke up to an expired vaccine pass after not getting a booster shot in time. The student complained about being, well, there were too many rules, and the length of time before people had to get a booster is being shortened from 6 to 3 months, but she went ahead and rolled up her sleeve anyway. Another woman interviewed by the news channel who chose not to get a booster shot said, quote, "I don't have the right to do anything anymore, so I'm not even trying. I hope the pass is suspended soon." Good news in that regards from the fine folks over at the CDC. I don't know if you've heard about this, but they must be listening to the show. CDC says waiting longer between Pfizer-Moderna doses may reduce rare myocarditis risk for younger men. So the CDC says if you wait longer, you reduce your risk from myocarditis. You know, that's true. For example, if you drink a half an ounce of gasoline and then you drink another half an ounce of gasoline like an hour later if you're still alive, your chances of dying are a lot greater. However, if you drink half an ounce of gasoline and then you wait a few days, your chances of dying are a lot less. I should go work for the CDC. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said this week that younger males should consider waiting longer between doses of Pfizer and Moderna's vaccine to reduce the rare risk of heart inflammation. Boy, that's one hell of a vaccine. The CDC said males ages 12 to 39 years of age should consider waiting 8 weeks before the first and second dose of their primary COVID vaccination series. Public health authorities in Canada found the risk of myocarditis in men ages 18 to 24 years of age was lower when they waited 8 weeks. And according to this broadcaster on this particular show, the risk of myocarditis for men 18 to 24 is pretty much zero if you don't inject that crap into your arms at all. Thank you, good night, and have a great time. Finally,
screw your freedom.
Moderna expects at least $19 billion in COVID vaccine sales in 2022. Congratulations, Satan.
Brought to you Moderna. By Pfizer.
No, Moderna. Moderna on Thursday said it expects to sell at least $19 billion worth of vaccines.
Scotty, what exactly is in that vaccine? Is that graphene oxide? Is that frickin' self-replicating hemoglobin-sucking vaccine?
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.
Moderna stock rose 11.4% in morning trading. All right. Coming up after the break, I'm going to play that song for you, and I guarantee you will say, why is he playing music? It's a talk show. And why won't he take my calls? Who does a talk show and not take calls? The Perfect Storm.
Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that COVID was a hoax? But I just want to say that I told you so.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
He blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine. He's there to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man.
If it all was worth it, only time it will tell. In the morning they return with tears in their eyes. The stench of death drifts up to the skies. A young soldier so ill looks at the sky pilot, remembers the words, "Thou shalt not kill."
Eric Burdon and the Animals, Sky Pilot, long version. When the discussion entails anti-war songs, especially classic rock songs from the 60s and 70s, for whatever reason, this particular tune always seems to be overlooked, and I do believe it is one of the best. And again, I'll bet you haven't heard that in 30 years. It's one of those songs you can enjoy once every 30 years. It's like American Pie. If you head over to the website, morningstarstale.com, there's a link for Amazon to buy the book or get the ebook. However, some think it's only about Flat Earth, and that really only encompasses the first four chapters. There's 10 chapters in the book. One of them I pretty much dedicate concerning a discussion of CERN. And again, the book is narrated by Lucifer, so Lucifer talks about CERN, the Large Hadron Collider, the LHC, and its strange connection to fallen angels, the Bible, and the ancient ones. One of the foremost authorities on CERN is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Thomas Horn. Of course, he's with Skywatch Television. And during a recent interview with End Times Production, they get into this convergence between modern science and ancient supernatural beings of the old world. So what's going on at CERN? Give it a listen. Go ahead, Mike.
There is something more supernatural on the drawing board at CERN than what is being admitted. Even Adam Barker of Tech Bubble wrote of CERN a while back that with the LHC, CERN are expecting to find other dimensions and open portals to these dimensions. If you have the image of Stargate in your head right now, you're spot on. That's what he said. And then he went on to draw parallels to the biblical story of Jacob's ladder. Perhaps you remember the dream that says, "Behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it." Then Jacob wakes up from his sleep and he says, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid. And he says, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven," Genesis 28. Now this ladder, described in the first book of the Bible, describes something like a portal from heaven to earth through which God's angels interdimensional and spiritual beings from another reality were traveling. When Jacob wakes up, he refers to the location as a gate, much like today's trendy terms, gateway or stargate. One of CERN's goals is to recreate Jacob's ladder, according to Barker, and to reopen a portal. Now, Sergio Bertolucci, who is the official director for research and scientific computing at CERN, he was asked a while back about this extra-dimensional doorway by The Register, which is a London and New York-operated science and technology journal. And he didn't hesitate with an enlightening response. He said, yes, out of this door might come something, or we might send something through it. Now, prophecy in numerous parts of the Bible refer to a coming day when portals will be opened and spiritual entities are going to pass through and come to the earth. Now, if that's true, and if those verses are accepted for their literal meaning and not written off as some kind of poetic allegory, as some scholars have claimed, then the idea of CERN playing with gateways is a major concern.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
And if, as CERN claims, they're only out to explore space, time, matter, particles, and the origin of our known universe and planets from exclusively a scientific or Darwinian-related perspective, if their agenda is unrelated to Bible prophecy entirely, then what is it with all this mystical symbolism that they knowingly are associating themselves with? Wouldn't it be more appropriate for them just to proudly display a polished statue of a particle or some artist's depiction of the Big Bang instead of the statue of Shiva? For those who have not yet heard about this controversial piece of art that CERN proudly exhibits between buildings 39 and 40 near the main building of their operation, it stands as really the most visible and celebrated imagery behind their work, Shiva. This is the Hindu god of destruction. In 2004, the government of India, which has had a long-standing friendship with leaders behind the CERN project even before the completion of the Large Hadron Collider, they gifted CERN with this bronze work of an art depicting Shiva as Nataraja, the lord or sometimes king of the dance. This dance that Shiva performs in the sculpture is the one that provides the source of the creation cycle in Hindu mythology, the preservation of all life in existence and the termination of all life in existence. The Rudra Tandava is a dance that especially displays Shiva's sadistic personality as he rains down the ultimate destruction upon a weary planet. The plaque at the side beside the statue, however, reads in part, "Hundreds of years ago, Indian artists created visual images of dancing Shivas in a beautiful series of bronzes. In our time, physicists have used the most advanced technology to portray the patterns of the cosmic dance. The metaphor of the cosmic dance thus unifies ancient mythology, religious art, and modern physics." So right there out in the open for all to see is a direct correlation between the Hindu perception of Shiva hundreds of years ago, which is the concept of destroyer that I explained a moment ago, and our time, unifying, quote, ancient mythology, religious art, and modern physics.
Something is going on.
You think everything's a conspiracy?
Everything is.
Additionally, and perhaps even more important, there's a significant section of CERN that is built upon the St. Genis Poili, which is a commune in Aisne, a department of France. In Roman times, the St. Genis Poili was called Apaliacum, but the town and a temple were dedicated there in ancient times to Apollyon, the destroyer, the Shiva Horus, if you will. Apollyon is also the angel of the bottomless pit, referred to in Revelation 9:11. And then there is a connection between CERN and the Gothard-based tunnel, the GBT, which is the world's deepest and longest tunnel system, consisting of two parallel passages, each moving in a single direction on a single track. The GBT passes directly beneath St. Gothard's Pass, a strategic north-south corridor that connects northern and southern Switzerland. The connection to the Large Hadron Collider has to be made primarily because of the bizarre opening ceremony that was live-streamed to the entire world on June 1, 2016, that included this highly occult, demonic dance with characterization, beginning with a call to unite the religions of the world by conducting an interfaith blessing of the tunnel beside a statue of St. Barbara, the patron saint of miners. Following the blessing at the statue of St. Barbara, the press, along with visiting dignitaries, also paid tribute to the nine miners who had lost their lives during construction of the tunnel. Baudillo's southern portal provided the visiting dignitaries a disturbing parade, really, of miners, erotic dancers, zombies, fallen angels, all of whom were obeying the call of what they called the Shepherd, whose yodels invoked the appearance of the event's infernal master of ceremonies, a goat man, portrayed by a young and energetic dancing male. This creature is shown with a Baphomet headdress, a goat demon's head, if you will, and a goat body costume with a hairy pelt, and then it had a formal tuxedo over the top. The imagery was heavily evocative of the German and Bavarian Christmas demon known as Krampus. Now, according to tradition, Krampus accompanies St. Nicholas on his midwinter rounds with the intent to steal boys and girls, putting them into a basket carried on his back, or he may decide to beat them with branches for being naughty. Maurice Bruce published a book on pre-Christian Alpine traditions in 1958, and he had this to say about the half-goat, half-demon entity. There seems to be little doubt as to the true identity, for in no other form is the full regalia of the horned god of the witches so well preserved. The birch, apart from its phallic significance, may have a connection with the initiation rites of certain witch covens, rites which entailed binding and scourging as a form of mock death. The chains could have been introduced in a Christian attempt to bind the devil, but again, they could be a remnant of pagan initiation rites. Many show the goat man in formal dress and a tuxedo-style cutaway formal coat and trousers, but with his usual horned goat face and always with his tongue extended. Now, this tongue-out pose seems to be popular with ancient gods, whether they're Mayan, Hindu, Babylonian, Egyptian, Greek, or even British. For some reason, the coat of arms from the Prince of Wales supports both a lion and a unicorn with their tongues extended, for instance. More than likely, this tongue position represents sex magic, fornicating with fallen angels. The ancient symbol of the horned god, referenced by Maureen Bruce in the quote that I made a moment ago, it allows us to connect our goat demon from the opening ceremony at the GBT to CERN, despite the fact that the Large Hadron Collider sits 3 to 4 hours down a twisty road from the location. The horned god's circular logic and passion for human depravity, Hernunos, as is sometimes called, or Cernunos, or the Green Man of British lore, simply had to make an appearance at this occult ceremony. Josh Peck and I And many other researchers have written extensively regarding the in-game plans for tunneling beneath the Earth and smashing atoms to smithereens as nothing more than a thinly veiled attempt to open portals. But the opening ceremony at Goddard made it clear that these portals are intended to do something else, and that is to release demonic entities. The twin tunnels of the Goddard-based tunnel commence with twin portals on a single track. These northward and southward journeys symbolize the death, birth, death cycle of the green man, who dies in the fall and winter and rises in the spring summer. The tunnel ceremony was all about sex rites and rebirth, leading to a new world order that's a complete reversal of the Judeo-Christian design. This included the triple goddess and the horned god, along with human sacrifice and a return to pagan worship, all of which lie at the center of this nauseating ritual play, which you can probably still watch on YouTube. Dancers dressed as miners climbed this rock face, and they dug into the earth, so to speak, to unveil what was beneath the earth, a great machine formed from human arms that rotated and churned into various shapes and design, many of which resembled the Large Hadron Collider at CERN. Once this opening was achieved, the miners stripped off their orange jumpsuit attire took up arms. That is, they used staves to perform a dance routine that looked like warfare. It was this frenzied dance that aroused a giant. So clearly, the endeavor connected to CERN is far more than Switzerland's braggadocio about an engineering feat. The connection between CERN and ritualistic summoning of a sleeping giant, the horned god of Cernunnos, or even Melkart, both are types of the rising, dying god. And Melkart slept for half the year, which may be why Elijah told the priests of Baal to call louder, because he might be sleeping. Of course, I can only speculate, but I note the connection between Nimrod, Apollo, and Abaddon, Apollyon at CERN, and the history of the region are all highly curious. Apollo was worshipped by the Romans of that area, as well as the Greeks and in central France. Apollo was equated with the Celtic god Ateb Omeris. These two characters were combined to create Apollo Ateb Omeris, which can be translated as great horseman or possessing a great horse. In the Celtic belief, horses were closely related to the sun. The interesting thing to note is the connection between this idea of Apollo being associated with horses in France, where part of the LHC and CERN resides, and what the Book of Revelation states about Abaddon, where it says, "And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon," end quote. I also note that Revelation chapter 9, after describing how these devil worshipers will be judged during the Great Tribulation period, it ends in verse 21 saying, "Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries," which is the Greek pharmakia, "nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts." Now, pharmakia is the word that describes the ancient occultic effort to use mind-expanding drugs during rituals in order to open a doorway for making contact with unseen supernatural entities. So, given these descriptions, is it possible that CERN will have something to do with the opening of the bottomless pit described in Revelation 9?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.